across. I know my kite is still up there, for I can feel the tug. A smile then crossed his little face. The tug had made it real. That's just the way the spirit works. Thank God for what I feel. Thank God for what I feel inside. I know my God is real. I can feel his touch from heaven above. My hungry soul.
Hello, today, once again, we're going to be reading John chapter 5 and verse number 43. Here we find that Jesus Christ said this, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Heavenly Father, as I bring this message today, I pray that you will convict greatly and draw mightily each listener that is lost. And Father, I pray especially for that individual that is listening today that may not have the opportunity to hear another message and be saved. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, we want to bring the fifth part of the message entitled, The Counterfeit Christ in Relation to His Name. The Counterfeit Christ in Relation to His Name. But before that we proceed, there are some things that we need to say by way of review, to bring us up to the place where we left off on the broadcast last week. My friend, the Word of God declares that the rapture of the saints of God is the next event on God's prophetic calendar. Then following the removal of the saints, Daniel's 70th week will begin. And it is at this time that the Antichrist will be revealed. Now listen, my friend. The devil is a counterfeiter. And the Antichrist will be the devil's counterfeit Christ. Oh, yes. This false Christ will counterfeit the true Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, in at least 22 different ways. And one way in which he is going to counterfeit Jesus Christ is in relation to his name. Just as the Lord Jesus Christ has a compound name, as is set forth in the Scriptures, the counterfeit Christ likewise has a compound name presented in the Bible. Now, during this series, we are going to point out the names and titles applied to the Antichrist in the Word of God. We are not going to go into detail and say a lot about each of these. For in connection with each of these names and titles, an entire message could be preached. Therefore, we are just going to point out these various names and titles and say very little about each, leaving it to the listener to read and study for themselves the particular passages where these names and titles are found. Now, in the weeks prior to this, we have already begun to point out the names and titles applied to the Antichrist in the book of Psalms. In the book of Psalms. In Psalm chapter 5 and in verse number 6, the Antichrist is called the bloody and deceitful man. The bloody and deceitful man. In Psalm chapter number 10, the Antichrist is called the man of the earth. The man of the earth. When we went off the air last week, we were directing the attention of our listeners to some various things told us in this chapter, that being Psalm chapter number 10, concerning the Antichrist. But it is at this time that we want to read verse number 18 and deal with this particular term. Here in Psalm chapter 10 and in verse number 18, the Word of God says this, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. That the man of the earth may no more oppress. My friend, here in verse number 18, the Antichrist is called the man of the earth. Oh, yes. Now listen, my friend. This term defines his position. This term speaks of his vast dominion. It speaks of his vast dominion as a world ruler. As a world ruler. The seer of the Antichrist operations will be no local one, for he will be a world ruler. Oh, yes. Now, in connection with this, I want to read a passage found in Luke chapter number 4. In Luke chapter number 4, we have recorded for us the temptation of Jesus Christ in the wilderness. And in verses 5 through 8, the Word of God says this, and the devil taking him, the word him here has reference to Jesus Christ, and the devil taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. Now right here, I want to stop and say this. I will realize that many today say that this was an idle boast on the part of the devil. They say that the devil could not have given Jesus Christ the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them because they were not his to give. But my friend, according to the Word of God, the devil did have the right to make this offer. If you will read and study the Word of God, you will find that Jesus Christ did not repudiate the claim that the devil made here. Most certainly he did not. But on the contrary, you will find that three times it is recorded that Jesus Christ referred to the devil as the prince of this world. The prince of this world. Not only that, but notice the remaining part of verse number 6. Once again we find that Luke chapter 4 and verse number 6 says this, and the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Are you listening? Here we find that the devil said, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Verse 7 and 8 say this, if thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now, my friend, listen carefully. Jesus Christ rejected the devil's offer. But the thing that I want to emphasize at this time is this. In connection with the Antichrist, this offer will be repeated. The conditions will be met, and the tempting bait will be bestowed. Oh yes, the Word of God makes it very clear in Revelation chapter 13 and in verse number 2. In this particular verse, the Word of God says this, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, who is the dragon? According to Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 9, the dragon here refers to the devil. And the dragon gave him. The word him here has reference to the Antichrist. The first beast in Revelation chapter 13 is the Antichrist. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. My friend, this verse tells us that the Antichrist is going to display the power the devil offered to Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. And in result, he will be the man of the earth. The man of the earth. My friend, this term speaks of his vast dominion as a world ruler. In Revelation chapter 13 and in verse number 3, the Word of God says this, "And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world..." Are you listening? "And all the world wondered after the beast." In verse number 7, the Word of God says this, "And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations." Notice carefully that here the Word of God says, "And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations." My friend, the Antichrist will be a world ruler. Now right here I want to say this. During the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, Antichrist will rule the revived Roman Empire. The revived Roman Empire, consisting of 10 confederated nations. And I believe it is interesting to note that all the would-be world powers have dreamed of reviving the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire. During the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the Antichrist will rule the revived Roman Empire, consisting of 10 confederated nations. But during the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the Antichrist will rule the world. He will rule the world. In Revelation chapter 13 and in verses 4 and 7, the Word of God tells us that he will rule the world politically. Verses 16 and 17 tells us that he will rule the world commercially. Verses 8 and 15 tells us that he will rule the world religiously. So we find, my friend, that the Antichrist, as the man of the earth, is going to be a world ruler. A world ruler. So we find that in Psalm chapter 10 and in verse number 18, the Antichrist is referred to as the man of the earth. The man of the earth. Now, at this time, I want to move on to Psalm chapter 14. In Psalm chapter 14 and in verse number 1, the Word of God says this, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." Here in Psalm chapter 14 and in verse number 1, the Antichrist is referred to as the fool. Here the Antichrist is called the fool. In Psalm chapter 10 and in verse number 4, in connection with the Antichrist, the Word of God says this, "The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." Here we find that the Word of God tells us that all his thoughts are know God. And in Psalm chapter 14 and in verse number 1, the Word of God tells us, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. My friend, here in this verse, the Antichrist is called the fool. Now, in connection with this, I want to read a verse found in Zechariah chapter 11. In Zechariah chapter 11, and in verses 15 through 17, the Word of God deals with the Antichrist. As a matter of fact, in verse number 17, he is referred to as the idol shepherd. And we'll deal with this at a later time, if the Lord allows. But at this time, what I want to point out is found in verse number 15. Here we find that the Word of God says this, "And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd." The instruments of a foolish shepherd. Now listen, my friend, in spite of the Antichrist being wise in all the wisdom which is from beneath, he will be the very embodiment of folly. Of folly. I say this because the most extreme folly is the most extreme wickedness. The most extreme folly is the most extreme wickedness. So we find that in Psalm chapter 14 and in verse number 1, the Antichrist is referred to as the fool. And my friend, this term sets him in contrast to Jesus Christ as the wonderful counselor. The wonderful counselor. Now this time, I want to move on to Psalm chapter 17. In Psalm chapter 17 and in verses 1 through 4, the Word of God says this, "Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the pace of the destroyer." The destroyer. Here in Psalm chapter 17 and in verse number 4, the Antichrist is called the destroyer. The destroyer. And my friend, this term sets him in contrast to Jesus Christ as the Savior and Deliverer. The Savior and Deliverer. My friend, Jesus Christ is the Savior. Jesus Christ is the Deliverer. Oh, yes. Jesus Christ has lifted me out from the penalty of sin. He has lifted me up from the power of sin. And thank God he is coming to take me from the presence of sin. Very soon, Jesus Christ will take his own out of this world. Jesus Christ is the Savior. Jesus Christ is the Deliverer. But my friend, the Antichrist will be the Destroyer. the Antichrist, the counterfeit Christ, the devil's Christ, will be the destroyer. Now that's as far as we're going today with the message entitled, The Counterfeit Christ in Relation to His Name. You listen to the broadcast next week, and if the Lord allows, we will bring the sixth part of this message. But in closing today, I want to say this. My friend, if you are listening to this broadcast today, and you have never been saved by the grace of God, you have not been born again, you have not been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you're lost and on your way to hell. My friend, you need to be saved. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Don't put it off till next week. Be saved today while you still have time. If you're listening to this broadcast today and you're lost, and you say, Preacher, I'd like to be saved. My friend, you can be. I'd simply ask you to bow your head and from your heart exercise faith in the finished work and in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Call upon the Lord and ask Him to save you, and He will, and you'll know it. Thank you.
I have laid down these sheds, let your heart not be troubled, for I go to prepare you a place. Reach the gold, it's of pearl, and its walls are of jasper. Thank the Lord for His marvelous grace.
You've been listening to the Back to Calvary program with Reverend Wayne Guy. Address all mail concerning this program to Reverend Wayne Guy, 1902 South Main Street, Mount Airy, Maryland, 21771. Join us again next week for the Back to Calvary program.
Forever thank the Lord for His marvelous ways.